Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Roschka. Feel free to come sit up here. I'm going to draw on there, so if you want to see it nicely, I'll move this over here. My name is Chris Roschka. I'm an author and an illustrator, and you probably know that an author writes the words in books, an illustrator draws the pictures. Let's see what you could guess about me just by looking at me and listening to me talk. Where did I grow up? Did I grow up in Chicago or in London? You can either raise your hand for Chicago. Who thinks I grew up in Chicago? Who thinks I grew up in London? I grew up in Chicago. Good, good, good. Okay. So you can raise your hand if you want or not. Where do I live now? Do I live in Boston or do I live in New York City? Who says New York City? Who says Boston? New York City is where I live. How did I get here today? Did I fly in an airplane or did I take the train? What is it? What do you think? Who says flew? Who says I flew? Who says I took the train? Took the train, exactly. Couple more questions and then I'll read my book. In New York City, there are houses and there are big, tall apartment buildings. What do I live in, a house or an apartment building? Who says house? Who says apartment building? Apartment building is right. Let me find out about you. How many of you live in a house? Who lives in a house? Who lives in an apartment? All right, some apartment dwellers. How many of you have your own room? Anybody have their own room? Nice. Who shares a room? I see, very good. Okay, last question. Now you know, I live in New York, I grew up in Chicago, I live in a tall apartment building. What do I have in my building? Cats or dogs? Cats or dogs, that's the question. Who says cats? Who says dogs? Cats. I have two cats. All right, let me draw my cats and then we'll read a book. I have two cats. One cat has big, round, sort of soulful eyes, like this. And the other cat has not so big, more almond-shaped, squinty eyes, like this. And he's always kind of looking around, wondering what's going to happen next. And the big-eyed cat has a kind of a short cat nose, like this. And the almond-eyed cat has a long cat nose, like that. This cat has a very friendly, smiling kind of cat mouth. He has a not unfriendly, but a little bit waiting to make up his mind kind of a mouth like that. Put your hands on your forehead. What does your forehead feel like? This cat has a broad forehead. This one has a high, tall forehead like this. She has big triangular ears, and this one right here has a big tear in it. She used to go out on the streets, and I think she got into a fight with another cat, and it came home with a tear in her ear, and it never healed back together, but I think she likes it that way. He has short little ears. He never goes out. Short little ears. She has a wide cat face like this, and he has one of those long, narrow cat faces like that. When she's sitting around, her whiskers come out and go zigzag, out, zigzag, out, zigzag. And when he's sitting, his whiskers come out and go down, out and down, out and down, out and down, like that. She's very dainty, how she likes to be. She sits quietly with her paws together. He doesn't really care. He lets his paws kind of flop all over the place like this. She is very fluffy. She's not a big cat, but she's very fluffy. And he is thin on the top and then spreads out on the bottom. When you get to the bottom, he kind of spreads out like that. Here's her back foot, or his back foot. And what's missing? Tails are missing. She has a fluffy tail, and he has kind of a skinny, scrawny tail like this. This is Alma. This is Alaska Wolf Joe. Alaska Wolf Joe. Not brother and sister, but they are both black, and they look. So at first you might not know who's who, but as soon as you start looking a little more closely, you know that's Joe, that's Alma. All right, now you know everything you need to know about me, so we can read a new book I've done with my dear friend, Vladimir Radunsky, who is also an author and an illustrator, and he's also a collector of things. And recently, 6 years ago, I was visiting my friend Vladimir, and he lives in Rome, and he said, come here, I want to show you something, and he put out many, many pictures on his table. And he said, we must make a book with these pictures. And I said, yes, these are very nice pictures. This is one of them. And this is pretty close to the real size of the picture. It's not much bigger than that. They were very small, but lovely little pictures. And he said, we must make pictures of these, book of these, because these are pictures of people we don't know who they are, but they were children, and they were probably parents, and maybe they were our grandparents or our great-grandparents. They were somebody's great-grandparents. So I thought about what to do, thinking hard, and finally I decided, what if I make an alphabet book of these pictures and just think about what those pictures say to me and think of a name for these people I don't know and write a poem about them. For instance, here's that lovely girl. Look at her beautiful hair. Incredible. She's standing so sweetly. She has a sash. She's really cool the way she's standing there. This was taken probably 100 at least years ago, and that was a very big deal to get your picture then. And Vladimir, when we made the book, put the book together, he put some of the text that was on the back of the pictures. Sometimes they came in kind of a folder. He put it in and around the book so you can see them. So here's my poem for this lovely girl. Awkward Agnes Alexandra shows her ample ankles, although her knees are grander. That's my Agnes Alexandra. And turning now to page E, here is somebody. Here is somebody playing the violin, right? Wearing a beautiful white suit. And I looked at him, and I decided, and this says, photographed by H. Ball Walpole. H. Ball Walpole, New Hampshire, not far from here. This is my poem for E. Excellent Edwin Eugene executes each etude with ease, if you know what I mean. Now, the funny thing about this, possibly funny, is that it occurs to me now that Edwin is a fairly unusual name, but I liked it and I chose it. And this book sat for many years unpublished until a man named Edwin picked up this book. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but Edwin is the executive editor of the New York Review of Books. Who published this? M. Mary Margot Maxine, mistress of music, manhandles the tambourine. And finally, I'll read S. S. Salty Shelby Scott sings seasonal songs, whether in season or not. So my idea for us today is, Jillian help us. Jillian's going to pass out paper and pencils. What I would like you to do in the next 10 minutes, yes, we have 10 minutes, I would love you to write a poem. And these are the things that go into this poem. I want you to choose one. You can just start with any letter you want or any name you want. But if you can think of two names that start with the same letter, like Annie Abigail or Sam Socrates or Tony Thomas, and then put an adjective in front of those. An adjective is a describing word. So it could be something like, and try to use the same letter of your names. And that's your first line. And then you can just add some more stuff underneath, whatever you want. Doesn't have to rhyme. And it can sound something like, excellent Edwin Eugene executes each etude with ease, if you know what I mean. But it doesn't have to rhyme. So go ahead and try that. And then the brave people who are going to be brave enough will come up here and read his or her poem to the rest of us. It's going to be fantastic. I will browse around and help you if you need help. So go ahead and start. We'll take about 10 minutes to do this. Then you'll be, you're part of the book fest this way. Writing stuff. Can you think of any names? Oh, you're already working. How's it going? Fantastic. I see lots of fantastic writing. Yes, do draw a picture when you're done with your poem. Draw a fantastic picture. Or just draw a picture and someone else will do the poem, like Vladimir and I did. Could be a dog, too, and not a person. Could be a dog. Looks like there are some good poems. I can tell. What have you done? Something beautiful? Oh, those are lovely colors. That's fantastic. Fantastic. All right, while you're finishing up, I will read my poems that I wrote. And then we'll have someone come up and read. Here's my poem. Lucky Lou Lux likes loose linens, but covets a tux. And Muddy Mercury Mike has mixed emotions, but knows what he likes. Are you going to read? All right, come on up. I think we're ready to read. Let's read. Fantastic. Come up here. Is this happening? I think a microphone is coming. A microphone is coming. I'm going to move this out of the way. All right. Tell us your name. Tell us your name.
My name is Cleodora.
What school do you go to?
Parlin.
And are you... what grade are you in?
Second.
Okay, Cleodora, go ahead.
come to school. At school, we do math and calculus and science. We can draw a cat and a dog.
Awesome. Fantastic. Hold up your poem so everyone can see. Beautiful. Thanks, Cleodora. I'll take the microphone. Who's going to read us another poem? Come on up. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Come on up here. Look that way. Tell us your name.
Santiago.
Santiago, what is your school?
Baldwin.
And what grade are you in?
First grade.
Okay, Santiago, do you want to hold the mic or shall I? You hold it. Go ahead and say the letter. This time, say the letter you have, and then go ahead and read your poem.
S. Silly Santi Sam always gets everything wrong. It always ends up with a bam.
Oh, that is fantastic. Santiago, take a look at this beautiful picture. Oh, silly Santi Sam, that was fantastic. Okay, Santiago, wonderful. Anybody else who's going to read? Come on, a couple more readers. Adults can read as well. Do you want to come up? Anybody? Good, come on up. Come on. No, you're not. Okay. Well, you can read when you're at home, anyway. Any more takers? Yes, oh, good. All right. Come on up. I know, it's not easy. Tell us your name.
I'm Zoe.
And what do you do?
And I am an economics professor, and my daughter Matilda used to go to the Baldwin School, but now she goes to the Edison K-8.
Fantastic. All right. Take it away. Tell us your letter, and then
all right, so I went with Z, since that's my letter. And so I said, Zany Zelda Zoe zips and whizzes on her sled when it's snowy.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. Thanks, Zoe. Marvelous. Any more? Oh, good. Come on up, Santiago's brother. Come up, come up. All right. Look that way. Tell everyone your name.
Juanito.
Juanito, are you in school yet? What grade are you in? Kindergarten? Kindergarten. Okay.
K-2.
Okay, Juanito, go ahead and read your poem and then show us your picture. Go ahead and read it.
Juanito.
Joyful?
Joyful.
Jag you are. Beautiful. Turn the picture so everyone can see it. Bravo, Juanito. Fantastic poems happening here. Come on up again. Your sister's coming. Good. You can both come up. Good, good, good. Are you sisters?
No.
You're not sisters. Tell me your name.
Treasure.
Treasure, what's your school?
I'm South Skolowski.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
Second.
Okay, Treasure. Do you have a letter that's based on? T, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead and read your poem. Or together, yes, good.
Tough. Treasure Troll told her teacher that she told a other kid that I was bored.
Oh, that was like a long story. That's fantastic. All right, why don't you go sit down again? Unless anyone else wants to come up. Oh, are you coming up? Want to come up? No. If you have any questions or comments before me, we have 2 minutes and then I'm going to sign books. Oh, good, good, good. Come up here. I think that's a good idea. So, tell us your name and your letter.
I'm Julie. This is the letter S. That's Sophie, my daughter. This is Sam. Silly Sophia Samuel swings slowly, showing stinky socks. She thinks it's swell.
Oh, yes. Bravo. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming. And I guess I'm signing books in the back. And have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.